Welcome, all you liars, infidels, and fools. My name is Haley.
And my name's Brandy. And we are Easy Killer.
Easy Killer.
Easy Killer.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back. We have been on hiatus for about 4 months now, 5 months now.
It's been a long time.
We've had an exciting past 5 months. Haley has been doing some shit.
She went traveling, man.
She went across the country to Washington. Where'd you go, Washington?
Well, I first went to, earlier this year, I went to Colorado, and then...
We're drinking wine, by the way.
Out of coffee mugs, which is how classy people drink wine. I went to Oregon, Washington, California. That whole murder trip that I had planned out didn't happen.
Right.
Because we went to Oregon first, and we, like, fell in love with it.
Yeah.
And, like, we just wanted to stay there the entire time. So I was like, fuck going to Los Angeles.
Yeah, because it's a fucking shit show over there.
Yeah. So we did that. So I've been a little travel bug lately. And, yeah, that's about it. That's literally it.
It's been a rocky...
What have you been up to, Brandy?
Well, I'm in the middle of a divorce. Or getting one.
Dun, dun, dun.
And I've lost like 70 pounds because I got the gastric sleeve done. So I'm, you know, back on my hot girl shit.
Yeah, she looks like a whole different person.
I do.
I just saw her for like the first time.
Yeah.
A few months, and I was like, damn, girl.
Last time she saw me, I had like four chins, and now I just got one.
Right.
But I'm so excited to be back. We're going to be coming action-packed. The new season, we're not going to be like going in depth so deep that it drives us crazy like last season. Yeah. I think we're just going to pick a couple topics on each episode and go over them.
Yeah.
Like free, like just give our thoughts and...
Yeah. So we're still looking into all the cases, but we're just not doing like a super, super, super deep dive. And what I think I'm going to start doing is maybe at the end of the episodes, we will like shout out like another true crime podcast that does a deep dive.
Oh, yeah.
On the specific
and topic which we're ones. Talking about. Yeah, definitely. 100%.
That way, if you want to get like the whole story, like we're still going to give you like the grisly
details because that's how we fuck around.
We ain't got time to talk about the fact that little Jimmy played on the basketball team when he was 7 years old. So
yeah, if you want that, you're gonna have to go on. You know, I don't know, but for me, when I like a story, I'll listen to multiple people tell it.
Right. Yeah.
But we're gonna give you some giggles with it because we're fucking sarcastic and
this
funny.
Fucking case is insanity.
So I'm going to sit back and I'm going to relax and I'm going to let Haley tell us a story about what she's been doing with this case she's been talking about the past week. So
okay. I've been talking about it, but I haven't given her any information.
Yeah, because I don't know nothing. So my reactions are going to be 100% real and y'all already know how I fuck around. So this is going to be real fun.
Yeah, buckle in. This is probably going to be like one of the most, I'm trying to think. Yeah, this is definitely the most like gruesome fucked up.
I'm here for it. I mean, I don't want nothing bad to happen to anybody. I don't want you to get gruesomely murdered or anything, but if it does happen and I record it, just know you're one of my favorites.
You're one of my favorites. Oh my god.
Oh man.
Okay. All right. So, like, basically, I'm just going to start out with, okay, I found this story. I don't know where I found it, but when I was researching it, I found a one sentence phrase that basically sums up the entire case without like giving you too much information as to what happened.
Right.
But I can't remember who the person was that wrote it because it was an article that I wrote, and I will find out and I will shout you out.
Yes, you will.
Someday.
We'll cite later. You at the end.
But this. I'm just going to read it.
Go on, girl. Read that shit.
Sorry. It's been a long 4 months.
Yeah. We're rusty.
This is the story of two turbulent souls who survived Hurricane Katrina but couldn't survive each other.
Oh, my God. I feel like this is going to be, like, a really good one. I'm already drawn in.
Well, tell me. It's It's about a toxic ass relationship.
Well, I know about them. I know. I'm just now. Yep, I know about it. I know about toxic people.
These two should be the poster child for a toxic relationship, pretty much. So this story is set in New Orleans, Louisiana, which I am planning a trip to for Mardi Gras / my birthday,
right
in February.
Oh shit!
Where I'm gonna go with my aunt and uncle and my cousin. And we're going to be staying, like, right around where this happened.
Oh, my God. You're going to take pictures. Also, I went through there one time when I was going to Texas.
Have you ever been?
No, I just rode through there. Mm. I mean, it was pretty. But it was also 2 in the morning, too. So, I wasn't trying to stop down there and get murdered in the Ninth Ward.
Apparently, is that how that is? New Orleans, they have, like, huge crime rate.
Yeah.
Not even just crime, homicide.
A little tip here, and I know this sounds really crazy, and that why would I know this, but the night that Hurricane Katrina happened, or the night after, was the first time ever in New Orleans history that the homicide rate and everything was down to zero, because everybody was dead.
Right.
The hurricane came through and fucking killed everybody, so.
You would think that, like, somebody would come through on, like, some purge shit.
Yeah, and they did. They like was.
There were people that did that?
I mean, they wouldn't kill people, but you got to think the water was so high, people were dead. People were trapped in their basements or in their attics trying to beat their way out. Later on down the line, they found people dead because the water receded. They found them dead up in their attics, you know, because they couldn't get out. Mm-hmm. They would run from the water instead of evacuating like the mayor told them to. They wanted to stay, and some people are just stubborn and didn't want to leave their pets behind. That's why now they let you bring your pet. I would kill that fucking dog to be alive.
I mean, I would too, but like, I'm taking my dogs with me.
If it's me or you, look, Fido, you're going to have to fucking go. I can't be fucking around with you. You ain't getting my life.
Right.
That's probably why I don't have animals. Sorry, PETA. don't fucking kill me. I am a human person. I just don't get attached to dogs like that. I like my cat. She's pretty cool. But that's it. She's not here. She don't live here. She lives with my soon-to-be ex-husband. We had joint custody of the cat, Sissy. She's still alive. Her heart ain't gave out. So that's good. She just runs the town over there. So
I love that cat.
I know. She's the fucking G.
She's cool. All right. Yeah. So let's get back into the story. There was a young, energetic, free spirit, people person type of person that lived in New Orleans.
AKA and her name Brandy. Was no, I'm joking. Yeah,
her name was Addie Hall. Her real name was Adrienne, but she went by Addie. And she was 29 years old, and she was a bartender at the French Quarter of New Orleans, not necessarily on Bourbon Street, but like around that area. Which I've learned that I used to think all the action just happened on Bourbon Street.
Right, it does.
Apparently not. It's like all over the whole fucking place. So
I think it looked like a 4-block radius or something like that. Something like that.
Yeah, and the streets are real like set up, and I don't even know how to say what I'm trying to say.
I know what you're saying.
But she was from North Carolina originally, and she moved to New Orleans in, I don't know the year, but a few years before this happened. She came because she wanted a new start.
Right.
And she was kind of like a hippie, gypsy type of girl. Like, she would just kind of go around places and stay and then just, like, leave. And
damn.
Like, she lived out of her car.
She's a free spirit.
Yeah, like, she was very earthy.
Right. Here's the dirt. It smells like winter or some shit.
Yeah.
I get it.
She was into that kind of shit. So, let me take this drink. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm sipping. This is the first alcoholic beverage I've had since my eye and gastric sleeve, so we're gonna see what happens. I've already took 2 sips and I'm already feeling tipsy, so I might be dead.
Really?
Yeah, I need to move it away from me because I feel like I'm gonna think that it's water and keep drinking it and then OD.
Because this shit goes down like,
you know how embarrassing it'd be to have to go to my work where I work and be like, I'm here for alcohol poisoning.
I got too drunk last night.
They're gonna be like,
fire me.
Yeah, please. Yeah, I don't want nobody to see my damn file there. I work at a hospital. I'm not going
to
say which one.
Tell them to take you to the other hospital.
I work at the emergency room, which is more live and crazy. That's another thing that changed. So here we go. Back to the story. I talk too much.
Oh, no, it's okay. That's a fun fact that you...
Yeah, it is.
That you got a new job.
That and I was talking about them people being trapped in the attic. A lot of people don't know that shit. They're like...
I worked with a lady who, she survived Hurricane Katrina and she moved to Louisville after, and she used to tell me that her sense of smell was really, really, really sensitive, and she said it was from all of the bodies that were rotting in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And she was trapped on top of this, I don't know what she was on top of, but she was trapped, and all these bodies were just
floating dead.
Yeah, and the smell, so she's really, really sensitive to smell. Damn. Because she smelled so many dead bodies. Yeah.
Yeah, horrible. That's a smell you don't get away from.
Have you ever smelled a dead body before? Because I haven't. And I've always wondered what it smells like.
It's awful. For me, it just smells like a dead animal. Like a dead animal smell.
Yeah.
But it's a little worse.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just for me, because the way that I am. But I don't get weak like that. You know what makes me sick? Shit. the smell of shit. I don't know why that does. You would think that it wouldn't, but I have a really strong stomach for what I do professionally, but...
Yeah. Not me.
Fuck that.
I'm the opposite of a strong stomach.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You wouldn't have been able to... She would have died in her and Katrina.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I might have lived.
Any natural disaster, I'm dead.
Well, one, I'm getting the fuck out of there, and I'm not taking judgment on anybody that was there. But me, logically, I think logically, so I'm going to be I'm getting the fuck out of here. If that guy right there is telling me this is something that's coming and you're going to die,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave. Because I remember them saying that. This is going to be, the most horrific fucking hurricane. And it was. It was a category 4 or 5. Yeah. And that's the biggest one. That's an F5 tornado.
I could be wrong. I didn't do my Hurricane Katrina research yet.
I didn't either. I'm here as the little snippets of it.
I was young when it happened. I was I was in middle school, I think.
I was in college.
When it happened.
Am I older than you? I mean, I know I'm older than you, but how much? Shit, I was in college.
I'm 20. I'm almost 29. I'll be 29.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got about 8 years on you then.
Yeah.
I get it. You fucking 29 years old. I don't know why I said that, but it's
I don't want to be 30.
Don't be 30. 30, 30, and thriving.
30, flirty, and thriving. Yes. Love that movie. So Addie was 29, feeling fine. And she was a bartender at a bar, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Where else are you a bartender at? And she met this guy named Zachary Bowen. He went by Zach. And he was a 27-year-old military veteran.
Okay.
And he had done 2 tours in Iraq. So he, before that, when he was 18 years old, he married a 27-year-old stripper that he had met.
Really?
Okay. And the weird thing about it was, is that I don't know if he lied to her about his age or if he just didn't tell her. But, she had no idea that he was 18 years old until she got pregnant by him and then found out that he was 18 years old. And she
was my God. And she I'm going to start asking for an ID now that I'm single.
I swear, if they look
this,
young.
This world's fucking crazy, man.
You know? Yeah. So, they got married and he decided to join the military because he wanted to provide a better life for his family. Yada, yada, yada. They had 2 kids. So, when he came back from Iraq, he found out that his wife had left him for an ex-boyfriend of hers.
Oh, Lord.
So, they were, they never divorced, but they were separated.
I feel like you gotta be a piece of shit to fucking cheat on your husband, who is over there serving our country. And come back and do,
You wouldn't believe how many
women
do that.
Oh, I know. They all do
it. It's crazy.
I can understand being lonely and all that shit, but you signed up for that shit.
Exactly. I would never do that because I know that I wouldn't be able to handle it.
Me either. I wouldn't either.
So I wouldn't just be like, yeah, sure, I'll marry you, and then I'm going to cheat on you.
Yeah, I'm going to have a man on the side.
No, I already know I can't handle that, so I'm not getting into any of that bullshit.
Right.
If you're in the military, don't talk to me.
Right. You know, we're not trying to get married in 2 hours since I met you. No, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
If you're from the military or you are an officer of the law or military man, please DM me if it's your earliest convenience. I'm just joking.
I mean, they got good benefits.
Right.
So that's what Zach Bowen was trying to get them good benefits, you know? Mm-hmm. And he ended up being discharged on a general discharge rather than an honorable discharge.
Okay.
Which is not like a dishonorable discharge, but it's different. Not honorable either.
Basically, they're still looking down on you like you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, like he couldn't get his shit together. Like he was like trying to like do it, or I don't know if he was trying to get out of the military.
Right.
He didn't want to be in it anymore. So he was like faking like he couldn't do all the pull-ups and stuff like all the other guys could do.
Okay, yeah.
And then they were like saying like they put him into like PT and they were like, if you can't get any better, then you're going to get kicked out. And that's what he wanted. He didn't want to be in there anymore. He was fucked up. So right. He wanted to go home. So he went home, and then his wife leaves him. So,
oh, shit.
Yeah.
Probably because he probably felt that she was cheating, and he wanted to get back to her. And by the time he got back to her, she was already fucking around.
She was a stripper.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean all strippers are cheaters, but I'm just saying, if you are dating a stripper, she's probably going to be a little bit too much for you, bro, if you're army man away.
Well, and apparently that's why he joined the army, because he didn't want her to strip anymore.
Right. But when you like to strip, you like to strip. Some strippers just need that attention, so.
But she actually did like a 180, because she was a stripper and she was on drugs and all this stuff.
Oh, well, that's good.
And then once she got pregnant and had her two kids, then she like got her shit together. I mean, she still left her husband.
Did she still strip afterwards? Like had a C-section scar and shit up there on stage?
I don't know why I think about weird shit like that. Her stripping was before her children came.
And oh, shit.
I don't believe she ever went back to
I don't think. It'd be kind of hard. That's some 7th Street shit.
Yeah.
Going back with a C-section scar and stretch marks. Can't do it.
And Addie had been, like, sexually abused and stuff when she was a child. She had, like, a kind of, like, shoddy family life,
mm-hmm.
you know, not the best. And when she met Zach,
You notice in these toxic relationships, it's always the woman typically has had some kind of trauma, mm-hmm. some kind of daddy issue, some kind of something, and that's why they act the way they do.
Yeah, well,
this is going to be a really good one.
It's like, I want to say things, but I don't want
to. I'm trying not to be all psychiatry on this episode because I don't have a degree, but honey, I could probably fucking do it.
I could probably do it. So she met Zach, and they, at first, they said that, like, her coworker said that she was kind of, like, rude to him. But they said that, like, that was kind of how she, like,
did things.
Acted around guys that she liked. Like, it was, like,
the typical, I'm mean to you, but I like you.
Like, I'm 4 years old. I'm going to push you down on the playground.
Right. But I've like seen you, people like know? That act like that.
As an adult.
Like, And I'm like, do you know that this is stupid? Like, if you like me, why don't you just say it? Why the fuck are you being mean to me?
Yeah. Well, she was like a straight up bitch to him. But apparently he liked that.
Yeah. It doesn't mean all the time that when they're mean to you, they like you. So don't get that fucked up.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
But this bitch, she was in love with him, I guess. That's why she was playing games.
Yeah. And so, They had a coworker named Margaret Sanchez, and remember that name because she's gonna come up at the very end of this story.
Good old Margie.
good old Margie.
That's how I'm gonna remember it.
She said that Addie had like a history of being with abusive men.
Mm-hmm.
And that
is this she my life?
Gravitated. Oh, you don't want this to be your life, honey.
I know.
But if it is, you need to do something different
We need mental health.
Yeah. So she said that she gravitated towards the abusive type of man. But she said that Zach did not seem like one of those guys that was, like, going to be, like, an abusive asshole to her and stuff. So they both lived a very, very heavy party lifestyle because they were both bartenders in New Orleans, where all the action was going on, and they ended up ended up starting to date right before Hurricane Katrina hit. So it was like they had maybe like been together like a week or something, and right. Hurricane Katrina's about to come. So when it hit or before it hit, they had already decided, well, Addie had already decided that she was going to stay and she wasn't going to leave.
Right. During the hurricane? Okay.
Yeah. She said she was going to stay, and then Zach decided to stay with her at her apartment. And
now, where were the kids? Does it say anything about?
They lived with their mom.
Oh, that's right. It was a different woman, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that was his path. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And he's kind of like a dad that's like sometimes
there. Oh, yeah. The worst.
Like they live like far away. Yeah. And all that stuff. So, I mean, I don't know.
I'm not trying to judge, but that's kind of fucking stupid. Why not live in a city where your kids are? I couldn't live in different states. Unless you're a fucking veteran, or unless, you know, you're in the army, that's understandable. But anything else, there's no reason why you shouldn't be living in the same city as your kids. But I digress.
I agree.
Yeah, it's weird to me.
Like I was watching Vanderpump Rules. I don't know if you don't watch
yeah,
that
Yeah, I've seen a little bit of
fucking,
it.
Fucking, I don't know if you know who Sheena is, but she's dating this guy who has a baby with this guy who has two kids. He's from Australia. He has two kids that live in Australia.
What the fuck? That
he hasn't seen in 4 years. But he's coming over here to America.
To be with another person. I don't get that.
And having another baby. And I'm like.
I don't get that.
Why are you gonna have more babies if you don't take care of the ones that you already have?
Or why didn't... So, it can never be me. If I was a dude and I had kids, I would stay where they are for 18 years. It's called being selfless.
Right.
And being a good parent. Regardless of what's going on. It's weird.
Can't relate.
Right.
Yeah, so they boarded up her apartment, and they stayed, and they rode the storm out.
Right.
And while they were riding the storm out, that was kind of like the beginning of, like, you know, when you get into a new relationship and everything's mm-hmm. new and fresh and exciting. Yep. And
you like it. You're nervous.
They were going through that. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
And then they had all the other stuff that went with Hurricane Katrina, like them having to be like locked up in a house together.
Yeah. That'll, you know, fucking was, that'll test the tides. That and going on a road trip.
It was not for them. It was like
oh, so this is the beginning. So yes. There we go. Okay.
Yes.
In the beginning, you know they were fucking a lot. You know that they were in love. You know that fucking feeling you get when you first start talking to somebody and you can't stop thinking about them and make your heart fucking race. You know they were up in there banging all over that fucking place.
Hell yeah.
Hurricane outside, they didn't give a fuck. Nope. They were getting down.
Nope.
That's how it got toxic.
Yeah. They seem to be like kind of in their element, you know, mm-hmm. because like Addie was this like fly by the seat of my pants type of
right
woman, and was,
you know,
just,
she was in there doing organic shit to him.
She was like a
she's probably sucking his dick on a handstand or some shit.
Was like, she was a poet and like a seamstress.
Oh God, I feel like this lady's me. I said a seamstress. I don't even know how to sew shit.
Like, I didn't know you were a seamstress. No. But their relationship blossomed while they were in there riding the storm out
right.
together. So when the hurricane passed, a lot of their area of the French Quarter wasn't flooded, and it wasn't right. really like super, you know, harmed. But they were faced with like this empty world that they had known to be, you know, like a hip hopping in place all right. the time. So they noticed there was a very few people that actually stayed behind.
Right.
So they kind of like joined forces with the other people that on their street that stayed behind, and they started breaking into like the stores and like stealing. Everybody did it.
Right.
It was,
I would have done it.
Yeah. I mean, it was.
You're trying to live.
It was kind of like a no end of the day type of thing right. where they would break into the bar they worked in. They'd steal all the alcohol.
Right.
And then they'd go to like the grocery store and get.
They was up there getting ripped in that apartment, wasn't they?
Hell yeah. That was.
Fucking drinking.
That was like that drinking and drugs was like their thing.
Oh, okay.
That they liked to do together.
They're really toxic. Oh, God.
So the most
what
toxic.
Kind of drugs did they do? Just everything? Or was there specific, like,
the only one that I found information on that they did was cocaine.
Oh God, yeah.
But
they were partying
that,
hard then.
Yeah, that with your your alcohol.
And you mix Coke and alcohol. Yeah, you're going to, yeah. I don't know. One time I smoked weed and I had to call the ambulance.
Oh, my God.
I don't ever do that. So, I think I don't know what happened. I thought I was dying. I wasn't. I was, like, 16, so.
Yeah.
It's funny.
But, like, they found solace in this horrible disaster. It was like they were on top of the world, you know?
Right.
They were, all they had was each other. But, I mean.
And you think you're going to die, so.
So, since they got all that alcohol, they started drinking even heavier than they had drank before, which was already pretty heavy. And because that was all they had to do to, like, entertain themselves.
Right.
So, they started sitting out on their front porch, and they had a little table, and they would have, like, a fire. And they would have all these, like, alcoholic drinks and stuff. And people would, like walk by. And they would have supplies, and they would trade supplies, like, for drinks.
Right.
So they would be like, okay, like, we'll make you a fucking LIT if you give us some fucking...
toilet paper.
Yeah. Something like that.
Right.
So they, and really, if you think about it, it sounds like it would be kind of fun.
Right.
Because you said that it was, they said that it was like a somewhat of like a block party experience.
You're going to fall in love with somebody you're locked up with like that.
Right.
Something's going to happen. You're going to get a soul tie or some shit going on because it's all you got. You think you're going to die. So, and then she had those daddy issues, all with that wrapped up in the alcohol and the drugs. Yeah. She was a goner before he probably was too.
Yeah. And they also had sex. Like you were saying, they were banging all the time.
Yeah.
They had sex in the middle of the empty street.
I bet you that was some good sex. It's always that good sex in the beginning.
They was lit.
Oh, my God. They fucked in the middle of the street?
Yeah. There wasn't nobody out there.
God, I wish a hurricane would blow through here. That's so funny.
Yeah. So, there was a photo that was taken of them in front of their apartment with their little drink set up and that. And the picture became, like, famous. It was published in the New York Times. It was in Playboy. And it was, like, just, like, this story about, the story that they marketed as a tale of love and colorful survivalism, basically, is kind of, which, I mean, it was. It was, like, they were in love. They were having the greatest time of their lives.
Right.
You know, so...
when you're in love like that, you can do whatever you want. Like, fuck in the middle of the goddamn street.
Right. Especially when there's a fucking hurricane going on.
Hurricane coming.
And everybody's either dead or gone. So, why not, you know?
And what was Abby's last name?
Hall.
Hall, okay.
Don't Google it.
I was just wanting to see that picture.
Oh.
I'm not going to read the story.
Hold on, I'll show it to you.
Okay, show me the picture, because you know me. Look, she caught me. I was trying to Google and get the picture.
I knew, because if you Google her name, it's going to pop up.
I did, and it didn't come up, unless she spells it. Unless I'm fucking, I'm dyslexic. I think I spelled it wrong.
She spelled it.
I think I said Addy, A-D-D.
A-D-D what?
I'm stupid. I don't know. Now that I think about it, I think I put the wrong damn thing in. Yeah, send me the picture. I can put it's easier for me to, you know, see the...
There's actually several, but this is the one I was referring to.
Okay, yeah. Oh, God. Now, for some reason, I was thinking he was a bald, hot man with tattoos, but now that I look at him, he is, like, really tall and geeky. They're, like, really...
He was, like, 6'10".
I was gonna say, that motherfucker is tall as shit.
That's them.
Good God.
And that's, like, during, like, the Hurricane Katrina.
I'd be at his dick. Thing. That's how short I am.
Well, she was.
She probably was. Like, his underarm and shit.
Yep. Some girls are into that.
Some really tall-ass men. I don't get it. I mean, I get it. Especially when you got daddy issues like she did. So, it was like... I don't know what it was like, but it was something.
Eventually, the lights... and the electricity and the power all came back on.
Real life started hitting back.
And they were faced with returning to the real world.
Right.
Which was totally, you know... Different from what their little love story, passionate Hurricane Katrina holdout.
Right.
You know, like, whatever. But...
just like any relationship. you reach a certain point when you got to go, should I go forward or should I go away? Yeah. Because your bubble's been busted. The new bubble's busted. Well,
they should have went away.
They should have. I don't know what happened to them, but I feel like it's bad.
So they had a very hard time readjusting to normal life because their low maintenance, high party, fun mm-hmm. lifestyle was coming to an end. And so was their honeymoon phase.
Mm-hmm.
They were shit was getting real.
It was getting real.
People stopped being polite and start getting real.
Mm-hmm. And that's when you know it's time to go. If they're angry at you after you're out of that honeymoon phase, if it's really bad and they're like screaming and yelling at you and doing toxic shit like that.
Yeah.
You need to go anyway, girl. Our boy. Yeah. Go away.
Yeah.
So or you're going to be murdered, and I'm going to cover your fucking case.
You're going to be on season 25.
Of yeah, because when you do your when you do that toxic ass shit, you deal with the repercussions of your actions.
There was a lot of toxic ass shit going on, but they had to go back to work. So Addie went back to bartending, and Zach also went back to bartending, but he also got a second job so that he could help with his child support payments because still has two kids, you know? Mm. So, Addie, like, began to make it very clear to Zach that she wanted, like, absolutely nothing to do with his past life. She wanted nothing to do with his ex-wife. She wanted nothing to do with his children.
She wore the pants in the relationship, I'm guessing. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
probably.
I feel I got that vibe.
What happened?
Yeah, that is that. I feel like she was in charge.
But basically, like he would try to bring his kids over, like when he had his kids.
Why would you be with somebody who don't want your kids? What the fuck? How desperate are you?
He was fucked up too.
Yeah, like I want your love, but here's my kids. You don't want nothing to do with. That is so stupid.
Yeah. So he would try to bring his kids to her apartment, and she was like, "No, don't bring your fucking kids to my apartment."
Could you imagine being with somebody and they say that shit to you?
I mean, I just need to know up front if
right.
You know what I mean? You if you're kids, cool with it, then you're cool with it. If you're not, then you're not. It's fine. Ways. I'm not going to be mad at you, but I just need
this
to
this needs to be just a fuck thing because, yeah. Buddy, he was looking for a wife. She was looking for some fun.
Yeah. So, she would start making him because they lived together. It was her apartment, but he lived with her.
Right.
And she would make him go check into a hotel whenever his kids would come and stay.
Oh, hell no.
So, after this whole, like, Hurricane Katrina thing came to an end, like, they were getting more fucked up every day. They started using cocaine multiple times a day. They were drinking every day. They were, like, going on, like, binges.
Yeah.
Or benders, or I don't know what you call them. But, yeah. You know.
Doing a lot of drugs.
Several days at a time. They were fucked up for that entire time. And so Addie's party habits made it impossible for her to afford her medicine. She was prescribed lithium for bipolar disorder.
Oh, yeah. I know too. I'm bipolar, so I know a lot about it. And lithium.
My name's Brandy, and I'm bipolar.
My name's Brandy, and I'm mentally ill, and I have bipolar 1, and I'm telling you, lithium is bullshit for me.
Yeah.
I've tried every one of them, and lithium did not work very well for me. That's like the all-around broad drug they try at first,
yeah.
Is lithium, because yeah. I think everybody that I know has been bipolar has tried lithium, and it's the same way.
That's what they had Britney Spears on before she was free.
Yeah, now I think she don't need to be free. People can get mad. Don't fucking get mad at me. But I feel like she's really mentally ill. Have you ever seen her Instagram?
No, yeah. She pitches off her rocker.
She is definitely in some mania.
Yeah.
When she's on there posting. Because, I don't know, it's just weird. We'll do that another day.
Yeah.
So lithium, huh?
Yeah. So, but the more she partied, the less money she had to spend on lithium. Her medicine, so.
Which makes you go fucking crazy. If you're on medicine and you go off of it,
then that's exactly what happened.
Yep. Oh shit. Oh my God. I knew it. I love these little mentally ill stories. I mean, it scares me a bit because I'm like, bipolar.
This could be me one day.
Yeah, but I'm not dumb enough to be like, I'm not going to take my meds.
Right. Well, she, I guess, the cocaine and the drinking.
Yeah, that'll do it too.
Was more important to her than the bipolar medicine.
Oh, yeah. So she had the mania. She had bipolar. She was doing coke. She was drinking. That is not good. Don't do that. Yeah. If you're mentally ill, it's just going to make you worse.
Yes, and it did. She had been, like, known as kind of like a
whore? I'm just joking.
Not necessarily a whore. Like
free-spirited?
No, like a firecracker.
Ah, okay.
Like, she would, like, she'd get mad and, in your face.
Oh, God.
And she'd get in bar fights and all, she was, like, wild.
That sounds like me in my 20s.
She was wild. I mean, she was like a free spirit, a hippie, like...
Yeah, you know, I wasn't no hippie.
But at the same time, she had this other side of her that when she would drink, she would turn into a different person. And the drinking coupled with the unmedicated bipolar...
And then the coke.
And the coke, yes.
Okay.
It got messy. Yeah, it got messy. It got messy really quick. And so she started becoming, like, abusive towards Zach. Like,
oh, shit.
Slapping him, hitting him... You know, stuff like that. Anything she could, any punch she could get in or hit she could get in, she did.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
And see, I hate that kind of shit when women do that to men because they think they won't hit them back. I'm sorry, but I would not judge a man if he knocked some bitch's head off for hitting him first a bunch of times.
If I hit a man in the face, I'm 100% prepared for a man to hit me back in the face.
I have fought
men. And that's why I'm never going to hit a man in the face. Right.
I have fought men, and I've got knocked on my motherfucking ass by men, too. And I tell you, men are stronger than women. I'm not trying to say that to say make you feel like you're less, but
no,
you
but
can't hit a man.
You are when it comes to a fight.
You can't hit a man as a woman and expect not to be hit back. There's some motherfuckers that don't fuck around out here. You hit them, they ain't going to give a fuck if you're a woman or not. They're going to lay you the fuck out.
Yeah.
But these bitches don't
care.
And
I think they have every right to.
And I do too. So I'm sorry, domestic violence victims, because I am one and I can say this. I'm sorry. Nobody should be hitting nobody.
No.
I mean, I've been that angry in my 20s where I've laid my hands on people. I've threw objects at people.
I always feel like women.
I hit one with my car.
Women have like this ego thing.
Yeah, it's ego.
To where they think, I'm a woman. I can say and do whatever the fuck I want to do. I can punch you. I can fucking throw shit at
and
you.
And you're not going to do nothing about it.
And you can't do shit. Because you're not going to be the guy that hits a woman. But guess what, bitch?
He might have sisters. I am. He might have some sisters.
Today
you don't want to fuck around.
I fucking am.
That's what I would be. Hit me one time, bitch, and I'm going to lay you out in front of everybody. At least she won't ever hit you again.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never understood how.
The hard way.
I know this is going to sound really fucked up, and probably
Say
people
it.
Are going to get mad.
I love it when things
I've
sound
never
funny.
Understood how a man can get abused and be just sitting there like crying. Sorry. I know it happens. I'm fucking sorry.
I know. It does. It does happen. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But
I just can't. I can't get it. I couldn't take somebody seriously. If one of my guy friends came up to me and was like, Brandon, we need to talk. And he had a black eye, and he was like, she beat me last night and I'd be like, what? And he start crying.
My best advice I would be able to give them would be,
you want me to whoop her ass?
No, not that. It would be like, all right, next time she hits you, sock that bitch back in the fucking nose.
Knock her the fuck out.
And see
but
what
then that
happens.
Bitch would just call the police. He'd be in jail. And then boom. He's getting
Good,
hit with child support
what?
And
you
jail.
You got a witness over here because you done told me 2 weeks ago how she beat your ass.
Right.
So I will fucking vouch for you.
I don't like them kind of women to sit there and put hands on. Especially good men that really, you know, restrain themselves from hitting a female. Which it shouldn't be that hard. Okay.
Yeah. It's
you
not.
Shouldn't have to focus real hard on not hitting a girl. You should just not want to. There's two types of men. There's men that will fuck around and hit a girl, and there's men that definitely will not in no situation, no matter what it is, it's going to hit one.
There are some men that will not hit a woman even if they hit them.
They will try to hold them down or move
I call those men pussies.
We don't fuck around with those type of men over here.
What are you scared of, man? Like,
I remember one time
on.
I was with somebody and this girl and me was fighting and they came in to help me. Shit. If my man ain't trying to help me whoop a bitch, then we gotta go. We ain't meant to be together.
We ain't riding and we ain't dying.
Yeah, I used to ride or die in my 20s, but now I'm like, where are we going? I don't want to do this anymore.
I know.
Don't let me hit you. That's, it's just weird to me. I'm sorry. How the fuck is he just let this bitch hit on him? And he's like 6'11". Yeah. That's crazy.
I know.
I would fucking break her.
I know.
That's, men, I mean.
But also, he was crazy too.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I like that.
So you remember how he was in the military?
Oh, yeah. He's probably pressure pointing the fuck out of her.
Yeah. He had very severe PTSD.
Ooh, yeah.
And bad. That started when a woman soldier that he was, like, close with or something, they were in the same, I don't know if this is the right word, platoon.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. No.
The same barracks?
I don't know. I don't know military things, okay?
I know a
they
little
were,
bit.
They were,
I know enough to get
they
me by.
Together in Iraq, let's just say
okay,
that.
So they, so he was cheating too?
No.
Oh,
I,
they were
I
friends.
Didn't, I didn't mean they were together. I meant,
oh, okay.
Like, they were, like, working together in right. Iraq. Like, she was in the army, he's in the army.
Right.
You know,
okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
So she got killed.
Oh,
he
shit.
Watched her get killed, so that fucked him up.
So he's probably in love with her secretly
then,
and watched her die. Damn, that's
maybe,
up.
Yeah. Then he had made friends with a kid, I guess like an Iraqian.
Oh, God, the dude
child.
Strapped a bomb to him, didn't he? I feel like
no,
this
he
like,
didn't strap a bomb to him.
Well,
basically,
somebody
what
did.
Happened was he became friends with them, and his family owned a shop, and like the family was like giving supplies to the American soldiers, and then. Al-Qaeda?
Oh, shit.
Is that the right
ISIS?
Word?
ISIS? Maybe? I don't know.
The
Look,
bad
we might
people,
not know everything.
The bad people in Iraq, they didn't like that very much, that their people were helping our people. So they bombed their family shop.
Oh, my God.
And they all died.
What?
And he watched it happen.
Oh, God. So, damn, everybody gets near this motherfucker gets killed.
Dude,
I wouldn't want to
yeah.
get Nick next to him.
Yeah. Dude is very fucked up.
Yeah.
Up here with the PTSD.
I don't know why I would not. Is there something wrong with me that if somebody died in front of me, I don't think I'd be that fucked up about it.
Well, I don't think you can really say that unless you've necessarily.
I've seen somebody blow their brains out in front of me when I was like 7 years old. It didn't fucking bother me.
No.
I mean, let's think back. Hold on. Now that I look at my life, that's probably why things happen.
Yeah.
They did. Okay, we're going to get back on this story. We'll do a whole story on me one day, you guys.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Like, Brandy, you need to think about that a little bit.
Maybe not in your front brain, but like somewhere in the back, there's an
That's
issue.
Still there going on. That's probably why you do this certain little thing.
Yeah, you know.
That's so funny.
So he was super, super fucked up from the army. And when the Hurricane Katrina, like, relief effort started rolling in, like the National Guard and the tanks and all that start coming
oh, yeah.
in.
PTSD start hitting.
He starts, it reminds him of when he's in Iraq, and he's starting to freak out a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Who
would? And he would wake up screaming in the middle of the night. And Addie would like try to console him, but he like wouldn't let her console him. And then she would like get pissed off that he wasn't letting her
right.
console him, and it would turn into an argument.
Yeah, because in those kind of relationships, they get mad for you having feelings. It's just toxic. It's
yeah.
how it happens.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And so their life post Katrina
was
like
horrible.
Shit, basically,
right? They came out of the bubble. Anybody
yeah.
that comes out of the bubble and survives it, they're going to be together. If they don't survive it, you know that it was just that fucking beginning phase that you, like, have.
Yeah, so Addie and Zach began to argue, like, every single day.
Right.
It was a constant thing. It was,
yeah.
like you said, your textbook toxic relationship
mm-hmm.
was them. And most of the time, Addie was the instigator.
Oh, shit.
Because she wasn't medicated.
Yeah.
So she would be in his face doing, you know, saying this and doing that. And I think he just kind of like was blacked out from, you know, all the PTSD and shit.
Right.
And he just
snapped.
They didn't work.
Did he hit her ever, or was it just her hitting him?
Not that I've seen any information on that.
Because I feel like he's more of a beta male.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because alpha males would have knocked her the fuck out, and she
right.
wouldn't have been acting like
right.
that. But a beta male will let somebody walk over them and treat them bad. The woman is the dominant person in the relationship. So I get that.
And I think that's what exactly was happening
right.
with this. So he had enough of her, like, erratic behavior and her bullshit.
Right.
And he left to go stay with some of his family in Seattle. And he was only there for, like, a very short time. And then he returned to New Orleans and then got back together with
Exactly, because you think it's going to be better. You go away. You think, oh, well, they're going to change. It's not going to be the same. I miss them so much. Boom, you get back together and look what happens. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happens yet, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be bad.
It's always going to be bad.
It's going to be real
I'm
bad.
I'm going to have to take a pee break before we get into the murder part of it.
Right.
But, all right, so he'd had enough. Peace out. See you later. Came back. They get back together. Shit doesn't change.
Yep.
So, I mean, at first it was okay.
Yeah, it always is.
But they had gotten into an argument, like, on the, like, third or fourth day that, like, he had returned. And
damn, 3 days in, it was...
Yeah, well, apparently it wasn't, like, that bad of an argument, is what, like, the witnesses and stuff say.
Yeah.
But it was bad enough to where they called the cops.
Oh, shit.
So, some random guy called the cops on them fighting, and... Addie had, like, pulled a gun out
on
the guy who called the cops.
Oh, God.
And she didn't shoot him or anything, but she pulled the gun out on
him. You gonna pull that motherfucker, you better shoot it.
She starts running back to her apartment, but then the police follow her, and they find her, and the dude identifies her, and she gets arrested. Yeah. So she got arrested for that, and after she got out of jail, they were trying to, you know, figure out what they could do to... mend their relationship, fix their problems, and be together. So they decided that a new setting would help their relationship, so they got a new apartment.
Hmm.
And
yeah, because getting a new place is going to change everything.
Right. So it wasn't any far from where her place was before. Right. It was like throw a stone from here to there, and it was... You know, because it was still in the French Quarter of New Orleans. So,
right.
One day while Zach was at work, Addie had went to the landlord and she signed the lease. And they said she said that Zach was going to be back at a later date to sign his portion of it or whatever. So the next day she found out. Let me take a drink for it.
Yeah.
Go on to this.
The next day, she found out.
She found out that Zach was having an affair.
Oh, my God. But he done did the fucked up thing.
But not just any affair.
Who's he fucking?
He was having an affair with another man.
Ooh, I knew it. Really?
Mm-hmm.
This is kinky. I kind of dig it.
He started hanging out in...
How do you just, like... I'm sorry, I don't know a lot about being gay. I mean, I probably do more than as a woman. But, like, he was probably sus the whole time, which means he was probably gay this entire time.
Yeah.
And he just tried it out, and that's what he liked.
Yeah, because they said he started hanging out at, like, gay bars. And then he met this one guy who he ended up starting, like, a relationship with. And he had this relationship with this guy. But it was while he was dating Addie. And she found out about it.
Could you imagine being a woman and the guy you've been with is like, look, I'm gay. I've been gay this entire time.
I mean,
your vagina made me want to turn gay.
Came to me and told me that he was gay.
I wouldn't care. I'd be cool. We got best friend. Gay energy.
I mean, like, I'm not slamming.
I'm going to be pissed.
I would be upset because, like, I would be losing my husband.
Right.
But, like, at the same time,
you'd be gaining a best friend.
I'd rather him leave me for a man
than a woman. Damn, yeah. You know, I'd be like, is this pussy trash?
Because then, like, I could be, like, best friends with him and his boyfriend.
How can you compete with a butthole, though? Like I said.
I mean, I got one, too.
Like,
but.
Yeah, like, why? That's what I don't understand. So, I don't know. I guess it is. You have to be physically attracted to a male if you're a male to be gay. Because everybody has a butthole.
Yeah, I don't think it's not all about the butthole. No, I don't think it's about the butthole. I think it's the only... there's the mouth, but it's the only other orifice.
Yeah, you can't fuck a dude's pee hole.
Right.
You're just fucking his butthole. Or he's fucking yours, whichever one, if it's your top or your bottom, I don't know. We'll get more into that another time. They're already going to be leaving notes on this. Y'all keep staring away from the story. You know what, motherfucker? This is how we tell it. Fuck you.
I don't care if you don't like it. If you don't like it.
And also,
don't fucking listen.
Don't leave a fucking negative comment where everybody can fucking see it. Why don't you inbox me, whore?
Who left a comment?
Nobody. I mean, before that one lady said, whoever, man or woman said, that one lady talks too much.
No, she said we both talk too much.
Yeah, we both talk too much.
I was like, it's a fucking podcast.
What are we supposed to do?
Do you want me to
sign language you? The fuck? This ain't a video, bitch. It's a goddamn podcast.
Right.
People are stupid.
Some people can take us and some people can't. And I'm okay with that.
And I'm fine with that, too. Doesn't mean I don't like you if you don't listen to me. It just means you're a bitch. And I'm not going to have nothing to do with you. Because if you're not supporting me on this, then why the fuck would I have anything to do with you?
So, okay. So, Zach had an affair with another man. And Addie found out about it and was not happy. And
you know she's pissed. And she beats him, so fuck.
It was reported. I don't know if there's any like validity to this or not, but a lot of people said that like when she found out that like she started this is like all from like witness accounts. Because they were fighting really, really bad the day that she found out about it. And they said that she like called him a bunch of like gay like slurs or whatever.
I hope them gay dudes beat her the fuck up.
And
they don't give
a
fuck.
And then she texted like everybody in his phone and like told them like that he was like, or not everybody, like she texted all the girls in his phone and they were like, he likes or whatever.
Oh damn. Yeah. She was fucking putting him on blast.
She was.
And I don't recommend to do that. If he wants to out himself, he should be able to out him on his own. That bitch was fucking mean.
Yeah.
She beat him and then gets mad because he don't like her. I wouldn't like a female either if she beat the shit out of me. I'd be wanting to go to the different team too.
Yep. So when she found out about him cheating on her, she was like, you're not staying here.
Right.
You're getting the fuck out of my apartment. And he was like, your apartment?
Bitch,
what do
this
you
is
mean?
Mine.
What do you mean your
me
apartment?
Me and Orlando are coming to live here.
My apartment, motherfucker, because I signed the lease with you without you yesterday.
Ooh, burn. He's pissed.
Yep.
So him and Rodrigo ain't going to be able to get together in that apartment, are
she
they?
She found a loophole and she kicked him out. And she was able to kick him out. But the next day, Addie didn't show up for work.
Oh, my God. Yes. Tell me what happened. I hope nothing. Oh, I'm so excited.
So, she didn't come to work the next day. Zach did come to work 3 days later. And he had told his coworkers that him and Addie had gotten into a big argument. And that she left him and she went back to North Carolina.
That's sus, but we'll keep going.
Yep.
I feel like... Hold on. So... I don't want to say this because I'm going to sound like a bitch, but
say
I kind of feel like she's getting what she deserves in a way because she was really mean. Not what she deserves. Nobody deserves to be murdered or killed. I don't know if that's happened yet, but I feel like if you are doing evil things to somebody and fucking beating them.
You get some evil back on you.
Yes, and it comes back like, guys, I don't know. This is kind of like I'm on team, what's his name?
Zach
over here. Team Zach. I'm going to get shirts made. Team Zach. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, we need to finish this before we make the t-shirts. So he said that she got mad and left him and went back to North Carolina. And this didn't, like, pose any, like, alarm to any of the people, like, any of their friends.
Right,
or...
because they know she's a free spirit.
Exactly.
She's flowing.
She runs away. When something gets tough,
she runs away.
She moves to a new city, and she's whatever.
Why you shouldn't do that, ladies? Because now, when you get murdered, nobody's going to fucking know. They're going to think, oh, well, she's just being typical Bella.
She just needs the free spirit.
Right. She just wants to go out and listen to Metallica in the air and the dust.
Metallica. No, I don't think free spirits listen to Metallica.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
To, like, Mumford and
Sons. Bjork? Is that?
Bjork! I fucking listen to Bjork, bitch. Shut up.
That's how you said it last time. Jim Crow? Is that what you said?
Jim Croce.
Grim Croce.
Big difference between Jim Crow and Jim Croce.
Who is Jim Crow then? I don't know.
That is for another day. All right. So the next day after he showed up to work, he quit his job And then he disappeared for another 2 days. So, and this all happened, let me give you the date. All this kind of, this whole thing started, like, they had their argument on, like, I think it was October 4th or something of 2006 is when they got in their argument. And then, a few days later was whenever he quit his job. And, he saw his old boss when he was walking down the street, and she waved at him and was trying to talk to him, but he, like, straight up ignored her. And she said that was not like him at all, that they were, like, really close. And even though he had just quit his job, like, they were still, like, friends and stuff. And he just, like, totally didn't say anything to her.
Yeah, so you know something's up if your gay best friend ain't, something's fucking fishy. You know what I'm saying? She probably knew he was gay before anybody did.
Right. So then the next day, he decided that he wants to take out his good friend for some drinks and some drugs.
And some sex.
And some strippers.
Hold the fuck up. You mean girl strippers? Is he bi?
Yes. Yes, girl strippers.
We
but
can't,
yes, he's
we
bi.
Can't transgender them wrong. They'll come for us.
Who transgendered the gays. Who wrong?
The gays will come for us, and I love the gays.
I love the gays, too, but who did I...
He was a bisexual man. He wasn't actually gay. Gay is when you just have sex with a man. Bisexuals, you have sex with multiple. What was the strippers, men or female? Why am I talking about this? Was they male or female?
I think they were female.
They had to be, because you don't really see no male strippers anywhere.
Yeah, they were female. Plus, he was with his friend who was probably not
straight.
Gay.
Yeah, so he had to act straight.
He was paying
you know.
For lap dances and all this stuff. Like, so it, you know, he had, like, all this, it was all his money. He was buying drugs for all of his friends, buying drinks, buying lap dances. It was like he was
being
frivolous.
How'd he get that money?
You know?
Oh, he didn't give a fuck. He was done like, I did something crazy. I'm going out with a bang. I don't know what he did because we don't know because old girl's missing right now. We don't know what's going to happen, but I feel like something got, if you know what I'm saying. Something happened.
Somebody got.
Bitch, I'm putting it on a t-shirt. Somebody got. We always do it. What was that one? The ball one? Remember the one with two fucking idiots? What was that one?
Two foul-mouthed idiots.
Somebody got. And what was that other one? I said, don't quote me. And you said, something, quote me. And I don't know what it was. I'll go back and listen. This has nothing to do with this story. Keep going, Haley. I'm sorry.
It's all good. The wine's going to your head.
I'm drunk right now. If I get a DUI tonight, I'm going to be pissed.
Oh, shit. I thought you were going to drive me home, bitch. You better put her
I'm going to sober up real quick.
Yeah. We still got a little bit of...
Oh, yeah. We're an hour in.
I totally thought it was going to be like a 30-minute episode.
I knew it wasn't going to be.
Why do I always do this?
Because I like it better when they're long. I like being able to talk.
I do, too. But, like, I felt that since I didn't do, like, a super deep dive that it wasn't going
to
be that
I
long.
I feel like that people want to know our personalities. If we come in here all robotic with fucking the straight story, if you want that, please go somewhere else. You're going to get us butting in and giving our own views. That's what makes the fucking story better. My... fucking reaction.
We don't read from a script either.
We don't. We do this shit off the top of our heads. Do you know how hard that is?
I have my notes and I have what like the points that I need to say, but I don't like write out exactly what I'm going
to
say.
And I'm just going to let you know I'm talented, so I just jump on shit and I'm just one of those people that's naturally funny. So when I say shit, it just comes out the way it does. So I don't have to write that shit down or guess or be weird about it. It's just what I do. Back to the story.
Yeah. So, after his drug stripper binge, he told his friend that he was going on vacation. But before he left, he stood up and he gave him a very long hug. And he said goodbye.
Yeah, something's going on. He's going to kill himself.
So,
I don't know if he's going to.
The next day, which was October 17th, 2006, Zach jumped off the roof of the Omni Royal Orleans Hotel, fell 5 stories down and landed on a subroof. Dead.
Oh, he died.
Dead AF.
Oh, okay, he died. Yeah. Damn.
So, the security cameras at the hotel captured him having multiple drinks at the, like, rooftop bar.
This is my question. I don't mean to butt in, but how fucked up do you gotta be that you don't choose to do something not as violent when you're trying to kill yourself?
What do you mean?
Like, jump off a fucking building? That seems painful. I'm scared of heights. Fuck that.
Well, remember we talked about, remember in the episode, the Bluebell murders?
Yeah, that guys are more dramatic with their killing themselves.
Yes, they
are, will go all out. They will, I'm going to kill myself. Well, no, see, you're not. Yes, I am.
I was talking to Dusty about that the other day, and I was like, why is that? And he was like, it's because women are pussies.
Yeah, and that's exactly what the fuck it is. Because women
are pussies, and men are like, man, if I'm going to kill myself, I'm going to fucking kill
myself.
I'm going
to do it in a gnarly motherfucking way.
Right, like, I'm fucking stabbing myself. And please
don't kill yourself. We're not glorifying killing yourself. I'm mentally ill. I joke about that shit all the time. Do not fucking come for me in any comments, because I will clown you. One, two, I'm just going to let you know, men do dramatically fucking try to kill themselves. Yeah. Me, I would fucking take a gun and blow my goddamn brains out.
See,
I don't want to fucking take a bunch of pills, because then I'll be brain dead and I'll have to be sitting there. Me and my friend was talking about this. Could you imagine being brain dead and somebody's taking care of you? You got to watch them fuck somebody else. Like, they're like,
do you think they close your eyes right in front of you?
Yeah. Like, I feel like if I had a husband and I was brain dead and he'd be like over banging the shit out of some bitch and he'd be like, and I'll be drooling and looking at them, and they'll be like, why is she looking at me? They'd be like, oh, she doesn't. She always looks like that. Like, that's the biggest fear. Like, really, dog? That shit can really happen. Could you imagine being a vegetable after you try to kill yourself, but you can't tell them you're a vegetable because you can't talk? And you're dead, but you have to watch the love of your life fuck somebody. See, that shit that's on my brain a lot. I would
find a way to tell them.
I'm going
to
Morse code my tongue. That's what I'm saying, Morse code.
Fucking Metallica. I don't even know how to do it. Metallica, the one music video.
I swear to God, dude. I swear. That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah, so he, they had captured him having several drinks at the rooftop bar before approaching the terrace and looking over it several times before he actually did it.
He was ready, yeah.
But then he took one final drink, chugged it, and jumped over.
Damn. He just ran and jumped? That's fucked up.
No, I don't think he ran. He was like finishing.
Nobody caught him? Like, nobody was like, hey, sir, get down. He just.
It was like a fast thing. Like, he was approaching.
Oh, could you imagine eating dinner there?
Looking over and stuff. But, like, I don't think anybody thought that he was actually going to do it. But, like, he just, like, chugged the rest of his drink and then just was like.
Yeah, could you imagine just sitting there eating dinner and, like, what the fuck? This guy just fell off a bridge. If you're texting. Well, this was probably before the phones were all crazy.
Well, 2006. Phones were a thing, but they weren't as.
They wasn't like they are now.
We were still on T9 texting.
Right. Flipping that sidekick up and fucking typing. Blackberries. Fuck, y'all remember Blackberries? Shit, I'm old.
I don't know. I never had one, but I remember them.
So he jumped off dead instantly.
Yep.
Okay. Dead. And still nobody knows where Abby is. So
the first. Addie
is my bad.
Cheyenne. So the first responders found a note in his back pocket, and it was in a Ziploc bag, and it said "for police only."
I hope they read it, because I would have.
Well, duh.
I would have opened that bitch straight the fuck up if I was the investigator.
You think they're just like, oh, this must not be anything.
Well, no, like the firemen, you know, they was probably like, maybe I should just let the police read this. First responders
were not the firemen. It was more of like ambulance and cops and...
Yeah, I know, EMS.
All that, yeah. Detectives and whatnot, because I think they knew it was dead. It's like vertebrae was fucking...
Probably hanging out the back of his neck.
Yeah, he was all fucked up.
Yeah.
So the note that was in his back pocket read, "This is not accidental. I had to take my life to pay for the one I took. If you send a patrol car to 8026 North Rampart Street, you will find the corpse of my girlfriend, Addie Hall, along with full documentation on both of us and a signed confession from myself. The keys in my right front pocket are for the gates." And then he signed his name.
Damn, he gave him fucking straight up instructions.
Yep.
Yeah, he thought that shit out. What do
you think they find at this
house? Oh, my God. I feel like... This is what I feel. I feel like that... I feel like she was fucked up, man. I feel like...
Well, she was definitely fucked up.
I feel like she was, like, throat slits. Slipped. Or shit. Throat cut. Fucking stabbed multiple times in the back. Her butthole blown out. I feel like her butthole was blown out.
Her butthole was blown out specifically.
I don't know why, but I feel like if somebody did to me what she did, I would put a gun up where her butthole was and shoot her and let it come out the top of her head and see what that looks like.
I'm trying to picture.
There's something wrong with me.
There's something wrong with me, too, because I'm like over here trying to picture it. And I'm like, how would that look?
Oh, my God. Why am I thinking about that so hard? Like, you ever seen a stick go through a pig? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Like, in a carrier, the pig's all floating everywhere.
Yeah.
I feel like that's her body was.
I don't know if the,
impelled
if the
by
bullet would
I by a shark.
But I don't know if the bullet would go all the way up.
It could. Far. I wonder if you could. You know? Maybe he did a shower curtain, like shoved it from her butthole to her throat. Is that logically, can that happen? Any meds out there? Any people that's a doctor? Can you put something in your butthole and shove it through your fucking body to your throat?
I'm going to say no, because your intestines are like
this. Yeah, your intestines are actually a lot longer than what you think.
Yeah.
They're like fucking feet long.
Yeah,
Don't quote me.
And they go like this.
Yeah.
So you're not going
to So maybe you just jam. But what there. If they? She did? What if her intestines came out of that fucking top of her mouth?
Well, that's
this is
not
a fake scenario.
Totally
so when you say
happened.
Brutal, that's what I'm thinking about.
Well,
tell me what happened.
I'm going to tell you.
She's like, damn, bitch, what you and just I explained have, no, was I, better than what fucking happened.
No, actually, I don't think so.
Oh, really?
I don't know if that was better.
Yes, I'm excited.
Okay, mm-hmm. So they arrived at their apartment, and the detective said that there was no foul odor in the apartment. And that there were beer cans and cigarette butts everywhere, and there was a bunch of clutter, and it was really messy.
Right.
But there was no foul odor. And the thermostat was set to 60 degrees, and they think that since...
Hold on, pause. We're at 108.
Nine, maybe? I mean, I don't even know if it'll be that long, but... Just say nine.
I said nine or so.
Yeah.
All right, back to this. So it was 60 degrees in the house.
Yeah. So they believed that the reason why it was so cold in there is because he was trying to preserve her body.
Hmm.
And that also explains why there was no foul odor.
Yeah, because her body wasn't decomposing yet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
there
shit.
Were messages that were spray painted on the walls, and some of the messages read, "I'm a total failure."
Oh God, he went deep.
I love her. Please call my wife, Lana Bowen, which is his wife.
Damn, he airbrushed that on the.
Yes,
he spray painted that on the wall.
Yes, and her phone number.
Damn.
And then the other one said, "Please help me stop the pain."
Damn, he was going through it up there with her murdered body.
Yeah.
I wonder what the fuck he did. I'm ready for it.
Well, you are going to find out.
Oh, my God. I feel like it's going to be really crazy.
Probably.
Oh, my God. Just prepare yourself.
So, yes, please prepare yourselves. Warning. Very, very graphic.
I don't know what's going to happen next, but I feel like it's going to be really fucked up. Maybe not the intestine one that I had planned out, but this is going to be a second fucked up reason.
Because this actually happened.
Right.
Yeah, so there was one message on the wall that directed them to the kitchen. So when they get into the kitchen, they see a message that says, "Look in the oven."
Oh, my God.
But before they looked in the oven, they looked at what was on top of the stove. There was a big soup pot on the front burner of the stove, and they opened it up. What do you think was in it?
Her head. Was it her head?
It was her head.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's the shit.
And it was burned beyond recognition.
So he was trying to get rid of the body, so he boiled her head?
Yes.
Ew!
In another pot.
Boiled head soup.
In another pot.
Oh, my God.
There were a pair of hands and a pair of feet.
God damn. What are you doing in the bathtub? He had to do it in the bathtub. Everybody does it in the bathtub when they're in an apartment somewhere.
Everybody does it in the bathtub.
I feel like everybody's chopping somebody's body apart.
So then there was that message that was on the oven door that said, "Look in the oven." So they opened the oven, and there was a large roasting pan with a pair of arms and legs that were also burnt.
God damn. He
and
took his time, didn't he?
Investigators noticed that there appeared to be seasoning.
He was motherfucking making Thanksgiving dinner with her body.
On the limbs. Okay, and this next thing I'm going to tell you, when I heard it, I literally laughed out fucking loud.
So okay? She had seasoning that Lowry sauce on her.
No, salt, okay. Seasoning salt. On the counter next to the stove.
No, hold on. Let me get a straight face. So I'm not laughing at on this counter, because shit's
on
funny.
On the counter next to the stove, there. There were kind of potatoes and carrots. Oh,
he was making a roast Abby soup. This Abby, is fucked up. I'm on. So sorry, Abby's family, but
come on.
Come on, dude. He was. So let me get this straight.
He was Bugs Bunny in that shit. You know when Bugs Bunny gets in the big soup pot and they're like cutting up the carrots and the potatoes.
Oh my God.
I'm like, why would somebody actually do this?
He was like thinking of fucking things. You know he was in that crazy fucking stage after he done murdered her, chopped her body up. Like, what am I going to do? Who thinks, okay, I'm going to put her head in this pot. How big was those pots?
Obviously fucking big enough to hold a head.
Where'd all the blood go? That's another thing. It probably went down the drain when he chopped her up in the bathtub, because I know that's where he did it at, unless there was blood everywhere else. Okay, I'm getting really ahead of myself, but I feel like he boiled her fucking head or burnt.
So at this point,
I wonder if her eyes fell out. Did her
eyes? Her torso is still missing.
What the fuck?
But they later find that in the refrigerator in a large plastic
bag. I feel like
bag.
He fucked her body while it was dead. I don't know why I got that vibe, but I feel like he did some shit to her body while she was dead and nobody knew it.
Well, I'm about to read a few excerpts from his confession.
Good Lord.
Letter. So they found a notebook, and the notebook previously had belonged to Addie, and that was like her diary.
Mm.
But in the notebook, Zach wrote his confession.
Yeah.
Before I read this, I want to take a drink.
Oh, God. I feel like it's going to be. This took a turn that I did not even guess. Because I would have never guessed he boiled her head. And then had her feet in another one. And then had her fucking whole body in another one. And then her fucking torso in a refrigerator.
With Lowry seasoned salt.
With fucking seasoned salt and goddamn potatoes and carrots. What the fuck? Let's process that for a second.
I know.
That's a lot.
It is.
You know, we get desensitized about shit. But could you fucking imagine what was going through his head? What was he want to eat her body to?
I told you last night, I was like, this case has been haunting me. It literally has been haunting me. Like,
I'm going to be thinking a lot about this case.
Weird times and like during the day, like it just pops into my brain.
Oh, yeah. Like, yep. I feel like this is what's going to happen to me because I have a lot of questions.
So his signed confession, and like I said, this is not the entire thing, because I don't think the entire thing was ever, like, released fully.
Right.
Because it was a 5-page confession. So he rambled a lot. But I'm going to give you basically the meat of everything that was said. After,
okay.
Burp.
Yeah.
All right.
Hell yeah. All
right. He writes, "Today is Monday, October 16th, 2 a.m. I killed her at 1 a.m. Thursday, October 5th.
Damn.
She had stolen this apartment and tried to kick me out, then would not shut the fuck up, so I very calmly strangled her. It was very quick. Then after sexually defiling the body a few times,
I fucking knew it! God damn, I'm so good. I fucking knew he fucked her dead body. I knew it. He looked like the type, too.
I was posed with the question of how to dispose of the body. So I got drunk and then passed out next to her on this very futon. The next morning, I woke up and went to work. I came home, moved the body to the tub."
God damn. Y'all, I'm going to let y'all know I didn't know shit about this, but this is how fucking good I am. I want y'all to understand that not people can be like me, but let's progress. God damn, I'm good. Sorry I guessed it.
No, it's fine. He moved the body to the tub, got a saw, and hacked off her feet, hands, and head.
Mm-hmm, that's the
Put
first
her
do.
Head in the oven after giving it an awful haircut.
What the fuck?
Yes.
Hold the fuck up.
After giving it an awful
haircut.
He wrote that in the letter.
Like,
yes.
Hey, look, I just faded her up a little bit. Yeah. There's going to be some patchy spots, but we're going to get through this. Like, that's the biggest issue.
By the time they found her, there was, like, no hair.
Yeah. Why would you even put that in there?
I know. I saw that, too, and I was like, God, this man.
You know he was going through. He done fucking raped her dead body. He done fucking...
He's like, you know what, bitch? You ain't gonna have this hot hair no more.
You're gonna be fucking earthy. I'm gonna chop off all your fucking hair.
Yeah. Oh, my God. After giving her an awful haircut, put her hands and her feet in the water on the range. Then I got drunker, and some hours later, turned off the stove, filled the tub with water, and passed out. Sunday night, I sawed off the rest of the legs and arms and put them in roasting pans and stuck them in the oven and then passed out. Passed out a lot because he was like...
Damn, was he sleepy? Drinking. Oh, he was fucked up. He was drinking. You know you had to be fucked up for all that shit.
I came to 7 hours later with an awful smell emanating from the kitchen. I turned off the oven and went to work Monday. This would be the last day I'd work. I worked until 9 p.m., during the day, I figured I should dismember the body, cook the corpse to ease separation of flesh from bone, and gradually dispose of the rest in various ways. Monday, after work, I came home and set to work on the torso. Halfway through that task, I stopped and thought about what I was doing. I scared myself.
Oh my God.
Not by the actions of strangling the woman that I love, but by my entire lack of remorse. I've known forever how horrible of a person I am and decided to quit my job and spend the $1,500 I had in cash being happy and then kill myself. So that's what I did. Good food, good drugs, good strippers, good friends, and any loose ends that I may have had. I didn't contact any of my family, so that will explain the shock. It's just about time now, so go to work.
This dude... I can't with this dude. Like, go to work? You just chopped your fucking girlfriend up in a tub. Gave her a fucked up haircut. Why wouldn't you just cut her hair normally? Like, why would you do her hair
why do you gotta cut her hair at all?
Why didn't you cut her head off?
Put it in a bowl? Right, why are we talking about how he cut her hair? Why'd she cut her head off?
I'm fucking confused. The whole hair thing just threw me for the biggest loop of the story. I think that's the funniest
thing. I gave her an awful haircut.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm about to pee myself. I need to calm the fuck down because who said... I'll just fucking murder this bitch. And now I'm fucking super cuts over here. I'm fucking fantastic salmon or to death. Great Clips. He's trying to try out for a Great Clips spot. Not a good fucking haircut. These people are gonna hate us.
I don't care.
If you can't find humor in some shit, you have to do that in this kind of situation.
I literally have to, or else I would have killed crazy. Myself.
Right.
Researching this case.
And if you feel like you're going to kill yourself, please call the National Suicide Hotline. And I think there's a song made about it, so you can Google that. Stop
listening to this podcast right now.
But goddamn, dude. That was a lot. This motherfucker chopped her body up, was going to eat it. Fucked her. No, hold on. He fucked her dead body, like I said.
Yeah, he did.
Gave her an awful haircut. Why would he? That's what I'm wondering. Like, why would you put that in that? That's going to bother me for the rest of my life, dude. Why did you tell me that? Great. Now, every day, I'm going to think he wrote that shit in there for a reason. There's a code to that. There's something going on. I feel like I'm in National Treasure, and that was like one of those little fucking codes. Mm-hmm. Like, he's trying to tell us something. Like, maybe inside her head was. I need to go to bed.
Inside her head was what?
I don't know. Like, maybe he was, like, pushing to go towards her head because he chopped all her hair off. I don't know. Maybe she had lice.
Or maybe he was just pissed and he was like, fuck
you know what?
Bitch.
I fucked her hair up. You know what would be mad at me? You know what would make me so mad? If somebody killed me like that and then put in there, I deleted everything off her phone. I'd be like, you motherfucker. Not that the fact that you just raped my fucking head and my dead puss, but you're going to put in there, did you fucking delete it in my goddamn phone? What the fuck is wrong with you? Who does that to somebody?
Man.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Well, guys, that was fucking hilarious. Well, I'm sorry. This wasn't supposed to be a funny story.
The story's not necessarily
over. Oh, we're not done yet. Keep going.
It's almost over, but, so, despite the crime scene... and the many, many, many rumors that people made up after hearing about this.
Right.
Which people would normally do. The autopsy done on Zach confirmed that there were no human remains in his system.
So he didn't eat her.
No. They really think that the reason why he cooked her was to dispose of the body. Yeah. The bone from the flesh, and it'd be easier for him to
dispose. Yeah. But I bet you that smelled like shit.
At the same time, I'm like, why were you? You already decided you were going to kill yourself. So why do you need to dispose of the body?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that is weird.
That's what I didn't understand.
This could be one of those fucking ones. Now I'm thinking about the haircut and everything. This could be a code, dude. We could figure this out. So you mean to tell me he did all that just to go jump off a fucking building and put in a diary that he fucked her hair up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it also, the autopsy also revealed that his body was covered in cigarette burns. But in his confession letter, he wrote that he burned himself once for each year he had been a failure in his life.
Oh my God, he's dramatic as fuck.
Dramatic as fuck.
Oh my God, I'm going to put 17 slices right here by my fucking labia.
So after all this happened, this obviously shocked, you know,
everybody.
The whole town of New Orleans.
I'd want to leave.
Their friends, their coworkers. So one of their coworkers, Margaret Sanchez, remember Margie from
earlier? Oh, fucking Marge.
She said that she doesn't believe that Zach planned or meant to kill Addie. She figured that they just got into another one of their fights and things escalated.
Yeah, ladies, domestic violence. We're going to clue this in real quick. This is what happens when you don't leave a toxic situation. This is exactly what could be the worst situation.
Either you snap and kill them.
Yeah, or you're going to have your fucking name wrote in a goddamn diary about how you got a fucked up haircut, even though he fucked your body and boiled it. So, you know, you need to figure it out. Leave now. That's so fucked up.
Yeah, so, and the last friend to see Zach alive said that Zach was not a monster, but he tried really hard so that everyone would remember him as one.
I don't think that he was a monster. I think that that girl played with his head so much and fucked him up.
I think
that
he had severe PTSD. And
I don't think she's the victim here.
He was dealing with her, who was bipolar and unmedicated, and abusing him and being the instigator on everything.
Yeah, he would have got off.
He fucking snapped.
If he went to trial, he would have got off. Not the fucking cooking her body part.
No, not that.
Yeah, he'd probably went.
But he snapped and he killed her.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And that's my thoughts on it. I mean, it sucks. The old girl got murdered.
Like the burning bed. Did you ever see that movie?
No, but I'm really fucked up about her haircut. I mean, we needed to discuss that, because, like, imagine getting a bad haircut after you've been murdered.
Oh, and here's something cool, and then we'll talk about Margaret Sanchez after.
Marge.
Okay, so less than a decade after the murder, a woman named Mary Voodoo Queen
Milan. Here we go.
Leased the building on Rampart Street and set up shop as Bloody Mary Haunted Museum and Tour. For a fee, visitors are allowed to tour the Bowen Hall apartment to view the very stove and fridge where Hall's main remains were found.
What the fuck? Dude, do you know everywhere somebody's dead or died? Could you imagine?
Reports that the apartment was decorated like a schlocky horror film. People are mad about that. It was despicable and an atrociously exploitive.
Here we go. This is what they're going to say about us in the fucking comments.
Probably.
That bitch laughed at her haircut.
But, I mean, I think that's fucking badass.
Yeah.
I'm going to New Orleans in February, and you can bet your ass
I'm going my to God, that's see right. that tour. Can you fucking FaceTime me when you do that? Shit.
Yeah, and we're staying, like, not that far from there. Or my aunt and uncle are staying not that far, like 2 blocks.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm ready for this. Tell your aunt and uncle.
I'm going.
I'm so ready for it.
So, all right. So, yeah. So, back to Margaret Sanchez. Margie.
Marge. I don't know why I keep saying
she
it like
said
that.
When, on this episode of, it was called The Final Witness. I watched about this murder.
I feel like Marge is the hero of the story.
And Margaret Sanchez, she was interviewed for this TV special, and the moment I saw her, something looked off.
What do you mean?
You know, like, she just, I can't.
Do you think Marge was involved?
I'll have to show you a picture of her. But she was like,
Marge was the one that cut her hair.
She was a black woman.
Okay.
But she looked like she might have some sort of like albino.
Oh, okay, yeah.
something
like what Michael Jackson had that where it turned your skin white. Infantigo. Infantigo.
That's not what Michael Jackson had. Michael Jackson paid for his skin to turn that
white. Well, motherfucker.
It was not a
Infantigo thing.
No, it was not that.
That's some fucked up shit, Michael.
So, but that, and she had like these weird, like little, like first grader, like orange clips in her hair.
What?
And she had like these orange, like earrings, and like these orange, like net things over her arm.
Oh hands. God, she was trying to be fucking too
weird.
Much.
She
yeah,
looked weird. It was just well, the first time I saw her, I was like, something's off with that chick.
Right.
And I was right. So come to find out, this was in June of 2012. Margaret Sanchez, which was, this happened after.
Marge? Good old Marge, what happened?
This happened after, obviously, the yeah. Zach and Addie stuff. It was in 2012. So, her and her boyfriend, Terry Speaks was his name, they lured a stripper whose name was Jaren Lockhart. She was 22 years old, from Temptations Gentlemen's Club in the French Quarter in the early morning hours of June 6, 2012. They offered her the chance to earn money dancing at a private party, but when she arrived there, they stabbed her.
My God, Marge.
In the heart.
Fucking Marge.
And then dismembered her body.
Are you fucking kidding me, Marge? I did not expect this.
You didn't expect that on a Marge, did you?
I didn't think Marge had it in her, but I guess she did.
Yeah, so the next day, the girl's body parts was washing up on the shores of the Mississippi. Oh my God. The Mississippi Gulf.
We're
Coast.
Drunk. No.
So she was sentenced to 40 years for a manslaughter charge. I can't believe she just got off with manslaughter.
Yeah.
An obstruction of justice. And she got 40 years for the manslaughter and 20 years for the conspiracy.
What the fuck?
The man got life in prison.
Yeah, of course. Because why did she do it? Does she ever say? Fucking Marge.
But isn't that weird?
That is weird.
She was literally interviewed on a TV show.
About murder.
About
and she does the same exact thing.
Not just about murder. About someone she knew who got dismembered.
And she does the same thing.
And she goes and dismembers.
I'm telling you, Marge was a part of it all. She's the one that cut her hair.
People have said that. People have, like,
thought that, and like, Marge that, and him yeah. was fucking each other.
Yeah. I mean, I don't necessarily think so.
I mean,
so,
I don't think
but,
so either, because I think he liked dick, but I'm just saying. Yeah. Maybe Marge had a dick.
Maybe.
I don't know, Marge. I can't believe you. I hope you're listening to me in prison. I want your autograph. I'm just joking. I really don't want your autograph. Prison. Fuck you.
Yeah, but I thought that was crazy because she, like, and I don't really know if she was one of those people because, you know, when, like, people die, everybody's like, I was their best friend.
Right. Dude, if any, like, I told my
she
friend.
Acted like whenever she was being interviewed, she was like, we were best friends. We were everything that
oh,
another
my God. They probably never talked at all. They probably never talked at all.
Yeah.
If somebody.
Well, I'm just trying to picture
if
her.
Somebody does that to my, at a funeral, just, I'm going to let y'all know something. My best friends are going to be bouncing my funeral, so, like, if y'all are on some bullshit and want to, like, do bad shit to my body, they ain't going to let you do it, okay? And they know to delete my phone. All of y'all know to delete my phone before anybody gets a hold of it. Well, screenshot a bunch of shit, but then delete it because my life's work's on it, you know? I'm just joking. I have no life's work. I just be screenshotting fucking a lot of drama shit. I just don't want y'all to see the porn I watch, okay? I just need y'all to just clear everything off my phone, and that's how we're going to be. I still can't believe Marge did that. I'm fucked up about the haircut and Marge. This fucking story done went fucking 0 to 100 in like 2 seconds.
Hell yeah, it did.
And I like every bit of
it. That's why I was like, you know what?
Bro, I like these stories a lot better. I like this. I like the ones that are smaller and nobody fucking knows. I mean, they probably know it down there.
Well, a lot of people know it.
Damn.
But obviously not me because I just found out about it. But
right.
Yeah, that was our first episode back, y'all. So I hope you enjoyed it.
Yes, and we are here for the shits and giggles for season 2. Oh, we don't know what we got involved.
Let me show you Marge.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Did something not look off about her?
Oh my God. Y'all, if y'all could see what the fuck I'm seeing,
we'll
she looks
it
like
on Instagram.
Oh my God, y'all gotta see Marge. She looks like, I'm not
10 kinds of crazy.
She looks fucking like batshit. Oh my god. You know they wasn't even friends for real. She's like, that was my best friend. Bitch, she already know you.
I know, right?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have got fucking episode one in the motherfucking books. We don't know what's coming up with season two, and I don't know. We may do more girl shit. We don't know yet. People liked it, but yeah, we kind of like true crime.
We're still going to do true crime.
We're going to do all kind of shit.
Mix in some
fucking shit y'all need to know. Yeah, but this was a fucking amazing story. I'm really going to be thinking about this a lot. Fucking Marge.
Read into it more.
And then.
Because there's a whole lot more that, like, I mean, not really.
You just
about
touched. The, I get what really you're about saying.
The
damn.
Murder, there wasn't much more about the murder.
Right.
But, like, background and, like, other shit.
Yeah. Why know. People do, you know.
But, yeah, it was crazy.
This is amazing.
Yeah. I was pretty excited about it.
That was a really good story. And if her family members are listening, I deal with things different.
I don't think they are because.
Are they all dead?
I forgot to add. Apparently, after you know, everything happened, everything was said and done, it took her family 6 months to claim her remains and give her a proper burial.
Oh, so they didn't give a fuck about her.
I mean, I'm not saying that they didn't.
I'm sorry, but if I mean, somebody I knew was dead and they reached out to me like, oh, we still got this body. It's been 6 months. What are you going to fucking do with it?
Well, it's not really a body at this
point. Oh, fuck. I forgot she's like, chopped the fuck up.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. And her hair's fucked up. She can't have an open casket. Her head's been bowled off.
Well, no.
I wonder if her eyes fell out. I don't see, you know, there's a lot of shit that I have questions about that I know. Now I'm going to go look up when
you
I have the time.
Delete your browser history.
I'm. Oh, fuck. See, that's the problem, man. Like, I've always want to Google shit, but then I'm scared to death the FBI is going to come down on me and be like, what the fuck were you looking at? Like, I don't know. Sir, you don't get what my brain goes through. I was looking at all kind of shit. If I'm curious about something, I Google it. I'm probably going to jail if anybody gets a hold of my Google history. I mean, not for no porno shit, because that's fucking disgusting. Like, kids and shit? No, fuck that. I'll kill you. But I'm saying, like, some shit you probably wouldn't even think about, like, what her head looked like. I want to see this haircut. Can you see it? Did they have, like, photos of her body? Motherfucker! They don't ever do this shit.
God. You know what's really weird is that, you know how we were talking about earlier about how I have, like, a really weak stomach when it comes to things? That doesn't matter when it comes to, like, looking at
dead bodies and shit?
Dead bodies.
Me either.
Or, like, crime scenes.
I'm curious.
Or things like that. Like, I want to see what
if
it looks like.
If I could get something for free for the rest
but
of my
I
life.
I will not watch a surgery on TV.
Oh, I can watch them.
Like, my 600-pound life.
I could do it.
Fast forward through that part.
Listen to this shit. If I could honestly have one free thing my entire life, it would be to have full access to any crime scene photos ever.
Yes.
That would be the greatest gift
so
anybody
awesome.
Could give me. If you could fucking give me crime scene photos of a crime, of anything, of most of the crimes.
That's weird. I want to see videos.
I want to see videos. I want to see everything. And it doesn't mean I'm fucking nuts. It just means that I'm curious.
And morbid.
I am very morbid, but we will not be named morbid because clearly there's another podcast
there's a,
on that.
There's a very famous podcast called Morbid. So if y'all want to say anything about us being morbid, then
you should go
you.
Listen to them.
I do want to let the viewers, the listeners know that if you want a deep dive into
this case
listen to Southern Fried True Crime.
Ooh, I love that. I love that podcast.
And theirs is very like
detailed because they gave
well,
me everything on Melvin
Ignato. Theirs is very like narratory.
Yes,
you know what I mean, where it's not like
I know what you're saying
talking. It's
right.
Like it sounds
it's
like
a story.
Legit.
It makes it legit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Because I listened to this, their episode on, they had two, it was a two-parter.
Oh, yeah, I believe
and
it.
And I listened to it today, and they did a really good job of doing the, you know, deep dive, because there's, like, a book written on it, and they read the book, and there's stuff from the book, and, you know, and I might read the book someday, but I'm not going to report it to you guys, because I just don't want to do that.
Right,
sorry.
That's a lot. Especially in cases like this.
I'll read it for my own.
They've been saturated down with so much shit that you really don't know what happened. So it's good to go back and look and see. But if you guys have a case, like I was saying earlier, if you have a case that you think that we, even a small town one, even it, no case is too small. Any murder, missing person, we are into it all.
Yep.
So write us, easykillerpodcast@gmail.com. We don't care what time you do it. Anytime. Find us on Facebook, Easy Killer Podcast. Find us on Instagram, Easy Killer Podcast. And we have a TikTok, Easy Killer Podcast 1 or 2 or some shit. Anyway, when you put it in, you're going to fucking see us. So there
and
you go.
We have merch.
We also, yes, we do.
Linked in our bio.
We may be making some new Instagram merch, too.
Yeah, we need to think about that.
She got. That's what I said I was going to put. She got. That's ours. She got got and two foul mouth idiots.
Coming to you soon.
And don't quote me. Coming to you soon in 2022, she got. Yep. Well, ladies and gents, fucking weird people that's probably still listening to us, just trying to like my voice and beat off to it. Have a good fucking night. We're out of here.
Take it easy, killer.
Easy, killer.